Welcome to the Zombies, Government, and You podcast, where we're throwing flaming pumpkins of liberty at your statist face. The Halloween episode.
The Zombies, Government, and You podcast is covered by a BIPCOT no-gov license. Use and reuse by is allowed by anyone except governments or their agents.
All right. Hey, what's up? It's Dave.
I'm Andrew.
It's Kevin.
First time we got three people on. Me and Andrew here, face-to-face. Kevin is with us by the grace of the Fiend phone. So we got a fellow Fiendatic, Drew, here. It's his first time using it. So
I'm digging it so far. A lot better than Hangouts.
All right. Well, we're about, I don't know, a week away or so from Halloween. So we're going to have a little fun here and do the first annual ZGY zombie slash horror survival fantasy draft.
I like this idea.
Yeah. Kev, what do you think? You like it? You in on
zombies.
This?
Zombies. Yeah. It's a good one.
Are you feeling it? You feeling the excitement?
I'm feeling it. I got some names here.
When Dave here told me that it was going to be a fantasy draft, I got excited. I'm a big football fan, and I have a few fantasy leagues, and I take my drafting pretty seriously. So I was happy to have a little bit of a nerd draft.
Yeah, man. And,
superheroes and villains and monsters and... Yeah, who wouldn't love that?
Dicks. Well, then it's good for me because just like you, I know nothing about football. I don't watch sports at all. Wait, that's not right. I think you said you like them. Sorry, I don't follow any of this. So I've never done a fantasy football thing. So we're going to have to... I'll find my way through this.
Yeah, we're going
to
make it up as we go
along.
You
bring out some like 21-sided dice, man, and I got it. Right now, not so much.
Andrew, you're pretty well-versed in the fantasy... draft thing, so
I am.
We're gonna go in order here. Drew, being the person with the most podcasting experience here, but with fewest appearances on this one, is gonna go first, and then Kevin, and I'll go last, and then we'll just rotate the order. Sound good?
All right, sounds good. You explained to me before that there are some categories. Are we sticking with categories by round, or are we just kind of picking randomly?
No, I think we'll go down the line, you know, categorically.
Well, introduce the categories for the listeners.
Category one, we're going to do heroes, which is basically, or survivors, basically normal human guys, gals that have managed to survive, incredible odds, by actively taking an active part in their survival and helping others to survive. So not just the kind of the tag along that manages to make it through the movie, but the people that they're leading from the front, or they're, you know, you think they would have the qualities to do that, to fill that role. Second category we're going to go with is the basically, let's do some superheroes, you know, a lot of or sci-fi enhanced humanoids. But a lot of, you know, zombies bleed over into just about every category. So, you know, we're going to have a little bit of fun with that one. Third category, you can do your monsters / serial killers. Without giving any types away. But and then fourth, we're going to do a creature, which is basically any kind of, you know, nameless horror that stalks the protagonist in a horror movie. So. And we'll pick a couple from heroes, a couple from the superheroes, and two from the monsters, one creature, and we'll do one flex round where you can pick one from each round of monsters, superheroes, or you're just regular old Joe and Jill survivors.
All right.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
Let's do it.
All right, man. So, all right, man, let's kick it off with heroes. Drew, you're going first, buddy. Who you got?
How many are we picking out of each?
Let's do one. We're going to do one right now. We'll go down through heroes, pick one, go to superheroes, cool. Pick one, go through monsters, and then we'll rotate that again.
Oh, I got you. You're throwing off my order. Okay.
Nice. All right.
With the first overall pick in the 2015 ZGY Zombie Survival Podcast, I, Andrew, select Brian Mills, the... guy from Taken.
Nice.
He's
portrayed by Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson. He's a no nonsense guy. He can clearly handle himself. He's a leader, man. He could be a leader. He can mess some people up and take care of business. You know, TCOB.
Absolutely. So
that's my guy, Brian Mills.
He's a particular set of skills. No, that's
I'm just
good pick.
Gonna throw this out there, but in every other movie that guy's in, he dies. So just throwing that out there.
Yeah, he doesn't have a very good track record.
No, so, you know,
I think he'd be good for. He could mentor the hero, but he's gonna die shortly afterwards.
He almost made it to the end of Million Ways to Die in the West. Which, granted, there's a lot of ways to die in the West. He wasn't gonna make it.
The Gray? Did he die in the Gray? True. No, that Wolf movie. No, he made it.
He was alive.
Oh, spoiler alert, people.
Oh yeah, beware.
Yeah, he doesn't die.
No, movie's been out for like 4 years. If you haven't seen it, then
I know.
I don't know what you're waiting on.
All 17 people.
All right, man, solid pick,
That's
dude.
A good movie.
I always love Neeson as an actor, but he's such an idiot in real life. Anyway, Kev, you wanna go?
Yeah, can it be a real person? Or does it have to be a movie hero? I did have that question.
Yeah, what do you say, Dave? You made the rules.
Well, let's put it to a vote.
I'll go movie hero.
Okay.
I can do movie hero.
All right, we'll do that.
All right.
Just pick your favorite, man.
I'm going to go with John McClane, Die Hard.
Oh, I was thinking about that one.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent choice.
That dude's like, well, you know, he's been through everything. He's even been through nuclear radiation, if you've seen the last hunk of crap that was the last film, but up until that point.
No, I didn't watch that.
Dude's walked through glass and jumped out windows.
It's a great
vehicles
pick.
Vehicles exploding all over.
Dude is tough.
Scrapper.
A lot of good lines, too. All
right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So far, we got... Well, I'm not even going to cross them off. They're not on my list, so I don't have to worry about it. All right, man. I'm going to roll with another white male. Surprise, surprise. But that's, the industry that we're in. this one's going to come out a little bit of left field, I think, but I'm going to go with a Mr. Benjamin Martin, a.k.a. Mel Gibson in The Patriot.
I knew you were looking at the Patriot box.
he caught me looking at my DVD stash.
No. You weren't looking at that poster of Mel Gibson you got hanging above your bed?
No, no. That's only for, special moments.
You're Mad Max times.
I couldn't remember the character's name, so I had to go cheat. But yeah, dude, just a great, he's the guy that you're gonna want. He's seen enough of war to not want to do it again. But he's still got the skills, man, and he can lead. Obviously,
He had a whole army.
Yeah, he led a whole army. He's well versed in irregular warfare / guerrilla tactics. Which is stealth, which is all things you're going to want to have when the zombies come running, dude, because you don't survive zombies usually by a full direct frontal assault, dude. You kind of want to evade, escape, hit and run when you have to. So, and I think that he was, at least in that movie, he was a master of it.
If I'm surprised you went with The Patriot Mel Gibson and not Braveheart Mel Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's on the table. Take
well,
it if
no,
you guys
yeah.
want it. But
also a great
that
movie.
Guy got drawn and quartered at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but come on.
Yeah, I was.
I feel like that skirt might get in the way. Sorry, the kilt.
It's a kilt.
Just something for them to grab onto.
You would never know the freedom until you wear one.
Andrew is actually drinking Kilt Lifter right now, so
this is true.
I'm not wearing any pants, so we're good.
Okay, well, that's why. That's why we do this over Fiend Phone. Yeah, so.
Okay, so that's round one. So round two?
Round two. I guess we'll do the superheroes here. Me being last shall now go first. And I'm just going to go straight out and go Wolverine,
damn
bro.
It.
Schnickety schnick.
Yeah.
How could you not? I mean, it's pretty obvious, but a pretty strong choice. Dude's a brawler, man. Super strong. He's got the healing factor. That's what really did it for me, I think, was...
That was the big one. He's not going to... By the way, not. He's not going to be a zombie.
Absolutely,
Dang it.
Wait. There is precedence for this. There in Marvel's zombie comic books, they did find that the virus inherited his healing power, so he became an unstoppable zombie force.
No way! See, that's what...
Yeah, totally.
I knew Kevin would find a way. Okay, well, that's like one very specific instance.
It's still a... I was talking to a comic book guy at work, and he said Wolverine is the only one that could survive the apocalypse. So I would be curious to hear him argue this.
Yeah. Should have had him on,
I would,
too.
I don't know.
It's a solid pick regardless.
It is.
So, yeah. It's but that, that would...
Even at the worst of it, he can smell him coming a mile away.
Yeah. You know. That would probably be the worst case scenario is a zombified Wolverine, because if he's got the adamantium skeleton, there's no headshot. Dude.
You need the adamantium bullet to the head.
Yeah, and everyone's got those laying around. You know? You can pick those up at the gas station. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So yeah, dude, you'd be.
Yeah, no, you're screwed. Just
you know,
that would be tough.
I'm thinking we should have clarified this. Are these going to be like Dawn of the Dead remake running zombies, or are these the traditional like shambling dead?
I was assuming Walking Dead myself.
I'm more of a fan of the undead, the actual undead, where you physically die
decrepit,
and are reanimated, rather than the whole rage virus thing. So
yeah, no fast zombies.
We'll do the Romero, you know, the traditional Romero
perfect.
Zombie for
that's
the sake
choice.
Of going
okay,
forth.
Good.
All right, man. So, Wolvie, that's me.
Good pick.
So, Kevin, I think it reverts back to you, buddy.
All right. I'm going Colossus.
Good one.
Turn himself into all metal.
I did.
Get bitten.
I did consider that one. Well chosen.
All right.
That's it.
My pick, I feel like it's way too obvious of a choice, but I'm going Superman.
Yeah.
They're not going to penetrate his skin. He has all kinds of powers.
True.
It's a no-brainer.
If they could even get to him, I mean, he can fly, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he just float around. He just fly.
He just
to
literally
the
hover above him if you wanted to.
Yeah, and just kick heads off, kick heads in.
Yeah.
Laser heads out.
Yeah, perfect.
Blow him. You know, do his super breath or whatever. Blow him away.
Yeah.
Dang, that's
freeze him.
That's
burn
a pretty
him.
Tough one. I think that that's gonna be a good.
Superman sucks as a comic book character.
Yeah.
Overpowered.
I was really afraid Kevin was going to take that one from me.
Yeah, Colossus.
No, I hate Superman with a passion. I'm going to get out there and say
what do you have against Superman?
My favorite scene in any comic book ever was Dark Knight Returns. Batman gets in a robot suit full of kryptonite and commences to beat
just
the hell out of
ground
Superman.
Ground and pound.
Breaks his jaw, busts his teeth. It is awesome.
All right.
It wasn't when Darkseid...
No, just throwing that out there.
It wasn't when Darkseid actually killed him. Supposedly.
No, see, that's another superhero. The Batman
true.
Fight because it's just a regular guy.
Yeah.
You know, obviously he's souped up with a suit and stuff, but he's got no superpowers, and he beat the hell out and almost killed Superman.
Absolutely.
That's saying good. Something.
Good pick.
All right.
All right, what's round three looking like?
Round three. This is your monster / serial killers. So, Drew, who you got? Who you picking?
I'm hoping this leans towards the monster category, but I'm saying Predator.
Oh, you took mine.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was I had it in the category,
well played,
sir.
Well played.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, it's an easy choice. He's a trained hunter. He has the weapons.
Dude.
He's used to just hunting in jungles with like he doesn't need I mean, he'll kill you without his weapons. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, cloaking, hello.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, exactly.
So the zombies couldn't see him. I don't know if they could still sense him, but at that point would it even, you know? I think he's strong enough and big enough to get away. Dang. And set traps.
Worst
dude.
Case, I mean, he gets taken over by zombies. He'll just, you know, detonate himself. So
probably take out a big old horde with him. His little thermonuclear device. Solid pick, man.
Nice.
Thank you.
I think we're both a little jealous on that one.
it's an added victory that I took one from Kevin.
Yeah.
I see how it is.
It's just the overly competitive side of me. I'm sorry.
All right. All right, and we do have the flex round. Do we want to do that now or wait until we go through the categories again?
Well, that was the beginning of the third round. We got to finish the third round. Kevin's got to pick
a monster.
Oh,
that's right. That's right. I'm getting ahead of myself.
We haven't picked monsters yet.
Or monster
I gotta find
serial
out if
killer category.
Qualifies. Does that, if this qualifies, because he is intelligent, but he's not necessarily human. I was going to go with the Terminator. Living tissue on flesh with an AI brain.
It can't go. It couldn't go under the superhero category.
No.
It's not a hero, or really.
Aren't we in monsters?
It's just a robot.
We haven't picked.
It's technically
picked
not human
yet,
well, no,
either.
No,
right?
This is the.
Yeah, he's not.
Definitely not human. This is the serial killer monster.
I was classifying him as a monster.
I would even consider
killer,
him a serial killer. He's just going on mowing down people. I feel like the Terminator is, I don't know. It's not my show, but I feel like that's a valid choice.
Now, are you doing the T-1000 or are we doing the...
We're doing the T-600 first generation blow Bill Paxton away, steal his clothes, villain Terminator from the first one.
Yeah, I hadn't even considered that, so I don't know. In the interest of keeping it interesting, we'll allow it.
Excellent.
As Andrew's writing me a dirty note, because I think I told him
he is living tissue.
That's a fair pick.
Okay, so which version of the Terminator are we going with?
Or does it T-600 Generation 1, very first. Well, it does, because in the others I don't want T-1000 and all that other garbage. None of them were living tissue. I think this guy classifies as, you know, he's got living human skin on top.
All right,
of
man.
He could actually be affected by the virus.
Could he?
Well, his skin could, but
well,
he doesn't have a
his
brain.
His skin could. He'd rot away, I guess.
Yeah, technically.
He does. Well, yeah. It...
I don't know. The skin can all fall off, and he's going to...
Look what I did.
Yeah,
he'd
just
totally
be... He'd just
ruined
be...
the show.
No, this is... I feel like this is perfect. You get to debate the choice. I don't disagree with the choice. It's a good one, and... I feel like the skin is irrelevant. It doesn't matter. The character alone is a serial killer, which I think is more of a serial killer than a monster, and he fits the category.
All right.
Skin or not.
Yeah. All right. I'm going with it.
All right.
Skin or no skin. He's in. Right.
David, what do you say, man? Monster, serial killer, which way are you going?
Well, I'm going to go with Blade.
I thought about that.
Because he is half vampire.
There you go.
And that dude, could really mess up some zombies. I don't want to do all comic books, but that guy, you know, he's just such a cool character, man.
Oh yeah, he's a trained killer.
Yeah, dude. And if you can take out, you know, legions of vampires, I'm pretty sure you could handle a bunch of shambling corpses. You know.
Yeah. The only thing that ever slowed Blade down was tax evasion.
Yeah, that gets everybody in the end, right? You can only outrun the long arm of the state for so long.
It's Blade and Willie Nelson just hanging out singing songs.
I would go to that party.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know that's going to be a good time. You can imagine the stories that Willie can tell and Snipes.
Oh, that'd be so much fun.
Yeah, man.
Who'd be more fun to hang out? Well, I don't know. You like say Willie Nelson, I just think of potheads. And then who would be more of a fun pothead to hang out with, Willie Nelson or Tommy Chong?
Fun?
Fun.
Probably Chong.
Okay.
I think you'd hear way more just crazy, cool stories from Willie, man.
I feel like Willie would have more good stories. Tommy, I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to Willie Nelson.
I guess it would depend on which age they're at too, you know. Like, you know. Yeah.
I think Willie would be more like the cool grandpa that told you his war stories. Although in this case the war stories are, you know, rolling doobies. And I think Chong would be more like the burned out guy you see at the end of the street that's just spouting whatever comes to his mind at any given time.
He'd forget his story halfway through.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't go anywhere.
What?
All right.
Everything would land up back with me and Cheech.
I think round four.
I think we should go heroes again. We'll go through the list one more time. We're going to pick two from the heroes, so we got one left, and that one left in the superheroes / enhanced humans, whatever.
Okay.
And then one left in the monster category. Then we can do the flex round, or you can pick from any of those three. And at the end, we'll do the. Like the nameless horror / creature.
I've been calling that round the wild card.
The flex one? Yeah, you can do it.
No, not flex, but the nameless creature.
Oh, okay.
Just it's such a question mark.
Yeah.
But anyways, round four. Regular guy, hero. Who are you going with?
All right, reverse back to me again. Sweet.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Who do I got left? I'm going to have to get, you know, I had the serious guy last. I'm going to go a little... comic, you know, relief here. Going with Ash from Evil Dead and Army of Darkness, man.
Nice.
Gotta have that boomstick.
I thought you were talking about the Pokemon Master for a second.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
No.
I'm old, man.
I'm sorry. I'm the youngest one here.
No, you know what's funny is when we were doing the podcast on the Too Legit with Drew and Nick show, which you should all listen to, the other day, and Nick brought up Pokemon, and I had, you know, I'd seen the cartoon. I had no idea, you know, what it's about. And then the other day, my daughter came home from school, and she was talking about how every kid in her school is into Pokemon.
That's still a thing?
It's still a thing, man.
Oh, my gosh.
It's, like, bigger than ever, it sounds like. So,
wow.
Whatever they're doing, they're doing something right.
Okay. Jeez. Way to go. Way to go, Japan.
So there's another way for you to relate to kids. Pokemon.
Sorry, you should have gone with Pokemon, dude. All I can see is this guy running through the city just throwing, like, bombs of Pikachu at little
I choose, I choose you, Pikachu.
Pikachu!
Love it.
Brilliant. It's like chicken wings for zombies.
Nice.
All right.
Chainsaw for a hand, biting, sarcastic wit.
It's a great pick.
Give me some sugar, baby. I'm going with Ash.
Oh, gosh, you make me want to change my answer for my upcoming one. I'm sorry, Kevin, go ahead, man. Your pick.
Yeah, you got some time.
All right, I've got two, but I'm going to go. Mel Gibson was already brought up, but he survived the Thunderdome, so I'm going to have to say Mad Max.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Max Rockatansky.
Classic.
So just he's, you know, he's living through a mutant-infested nuclear war zone anyway. If he can survive that, I think he can get through some zombies. So my only concern is, though, is he does get rather beat up in these films.
Yeah, well, he's not the biggest guy.
You know, which is probably in his favor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Plus, he's got a car.
An awesome car. That's an understatement.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you're going to have a car.
He's got
and
car.
If you're going to have a car in the zombie or any apocalypse for that matter, couldn't do much worse than or much better than that.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
So you would go with the original Mad Max over Tom Hardy's Mad Max?
You know, I got to say, they're kind of the same Mad Max. Yeah. Tom Hardy's best ever Mel Gibson impression.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
He did a good job.
Good.
Sweet.
Back to...
when you said Ash and talking about comic relief, this is not my pick, but I was thinking, you know what? Duke Nukem would be a great pick.
Yeah.
It's a zombie apocalypse. He's probably out of bubblegum.
Oh, I had that line in my head, too. I was getting ready to use it. It was in the chamber.
I got you back, Predator.
Time to kick ass and chew bubblegum. I'm all out of gum. Now, my pick for this round, Dave, this is the guy that I was taunting you with today. My regular guy. I'm going Tony Stark.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, there you go.
He was on my list, man.
Was he?
Yep.
Good.
I was going to pick him, but I picked a comic book guy. I picked two comic book guys in a row, so I'm like, I got to mix it up. I'm like, hopefully nobody will get to Tony, because
I thought
you can tell why
it's picked. He made an arc reactor in his chest. I can look through this guy for his engineering skills. He can find a way to make us power, and we'll set up a fortress. He's my pick. I didn't know if you were going to argue him with me.
No, because he's technically not a superhero. He's
and that was the pick.
He's a genius.
Regular guy.
Yeah, regular guy. Yeah.
That was the pick that comic book guy at work said, no, you can't pick him. If you can pick Tony Stark, then you can pick Bruce Banner. I'm like, no, you can't.
Yeah. No.
Because
he does have a thing going. Yeah. Like, you could pick Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, right. Okay, good. We're on the same page here.
Because there's no superpower there. It's just he's just a human. Yeah. But Bruce Banner's got, he's got a mutant thing living inside of him. That doesn't count.
Yeah, it's totally the same. You're right. It's totally the same as picking Bruce Wayne with Tony Stark. They have some incredible resources.
Absolutely.
Now, Bruce Banner, he's pretty much on the steroids of steroids.
Yeah. You picked up the souped-up Donald Trump, that's all. With better hair.
You're fired.
Yeah, right.
Hey, zombies, you're fired.
You're fired, zombie. You're fired.
Yeah. All right, man, round five.
I'm Iron Man. You'll take my call, you know? I know people.
Kind of version of Bernie Sanders there.
No. Come on. That was clearly
Bernie
not.
Bernie Sanders is the new Iron Man. You're fired. Get in my suit.
Yeah, the Iron Mensch.
Iron Mensch. Free suits for everyone.
Yeah. every household should have a free arc reactor. Free nuclear energy. You can't have nuclear energy. That's not, you know, PC, but.
No. It's, what's wrong with you, man?
All right.
No. Free solar panels. All right. Continuing on.
So Iron Sanders is out. we're going Tony Stark.
Round five. Back on Heroes with Powers.
Correct. And I think.
We're on superheroes?
Yeah, back on superheroes.
All right. All right.
I'm shuffling my deck a little bit here. Crap. Who do I want? I'm going to play a little bit of defense here. I'm going to pick Poison Ivy.
Ooh.
Now wrap your head around this, guys.
I'm intrigued.
She could grow food for the people.
But would it be poison food?
Dude, she's Mother Earth. She can grow what she wants.
Well, she was a botanist.
You just wanted to grow weed.
So still
if you don't want to hang out with me and Willie Nelson.
I was going to say, Poison Ivy and Willie.
Exactly.
You're not invited to our clubhouse.
You know what's going on there.
No, she can make this huge, like, just thicket of thorns and whatever's make us a whole fortress. The zombies aren't going to come in. That's... So we get shelter from her. We're going to be able to get, like, vegetation and food from her. And then she's smoking us, so maybe we can all just pass her around.
Yeah.
There you go.
The repopulation angle.
Yeah.
You can't just pass her around. She's not a bong, man. Okay. She's a human being, bro.
She will be.
She you know. That sounds like not...
Welcome
you wouldn't
want to
get on her bad side, though. You know, you might end up with a bad case of, like, you know... Jock itch or athlete's foot or something.
Yeah.
So some kind of not bad compared to what I'm going to give her.
Some kind of fungal, you know.
No,
that's a good pick.
I'm moving my picks around, but yeah, I'm going Poison Ivy.
Well,
she can contribute a lot to the group.
Absolutely. And I'm finally glad to see a female make it on the list. You know,
I was going
to
ask you when we were setting up our list if you had any females, but I didn't want to.
I do.
If in the case you didn't, I didn't want you to start thinking.
Yeah, we don't want that. That's dangerous. All right. So, Poison Ivy. Kev, your turn, buddy.
All right. Let's see here.
Who are you pulling?
I know. That one threw me a little. I gotta find someone to counter this. Let me, what do I have? What's on my list? Here we go. Let's do a little oddball pick. Let's go Darkman.
Ooh.
Wow. Nice.
Wow. Digging deep.
Yeah. I'm thinking he's a little unusual, but lives in the shadows under the sewers. Definitely great at blending in, not being found. I think he'd be able to synthesize something that resembled zombie flesh and be able to maneuver through them without being attacked or fear of that.
Okay.
Would the bandages also provide a protective layer, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
Or would it be a liability? Like,
so he's good, you know?
Would it be like Trump's toupee?
I'd probably be the smelly.
You know, if the zombie...
Yeah.
Like
no,
Trump's
I think
toupee,
Trump's toupee
if the zombies got their hands in the bandages, you know, it's you know, could slow them down.
I'm giving Trump's toupee the positive, because if they grab that hair, it's just going to pop off and he keep running. It's like a gecko's tail.
Yeah, it'll grow back.
But,
Or just,
yeah.
I got one in a box under the bed. You know, I got a closet full of them.
Keeps it in his jacket pocket. Yeah.
All right.
Dave, no, he doesn't carry his own toupee, man. He's got assistants for that. He probably just has a toupee assistant, you know, like somebody standing by off camera with, like, you know, one in hand, just ready to, you know, like
someone's probably
like
walking.
Like the guys at baseball who get the foul balls, you know. Just ready to run out.
Yeah.
Or the tennis, you know, tennis kids.
Tennis, yeah.
The water boy.
Yeah, they're just ready to run out and throw one on and then run and scurry back off.
The Coca-Cola.
Yeah, Adam Sandler's running up with his toupee. You need your toupee?
It's high-quality human hair.
Mama says this makes you look handsome.
Well, Mama's wrong. No, Colonel Sanders, you're wrong.
You're wrong, Bernie Sanders.
Full circle.
Oh, dang it. Killer. I would pay good money to see Trump take a run at Bernie and just, like, full on, you know, lay him out.
Waterboy style?
Yeah.
It's is medulla oblongata.
But I don't know. I almost have this theory that Bernie and Trump are the same person, almost like a la Tyler Durden and Jack and Fight Club, you know, because they're flip sides of the same person. You know, they sound different, but they're, you know, they don't actually sound even that different. They sound a little different, but they're basically the same person, just saying the same thing in a different way. Yeah. So that's maybe we can get back, you know, down into that.
Wonder what soap they use.
Well, whatever one the state approves.
All right.
You don't need 40 different types of soap, okay? When you got kids that are starving, you know, you don't need 40 different times of body wash and deodorant.
Guys, America doesn't need choices, guys.
Bernie Sanders can make an $80 teddy bear for you to buy, you know, that looks like him, but you can't choose what kind of soap you want to use to shower with.
No.
Anyway.
It's 39 other soaps we could be feeding the children.
Yeah, or just washing their mouth out when they, you know, say something.
They're all organic.
Say something that's not state approved.
Exactly.
All right, so Darkman, good choice, man. All right.
Dave, you're up.
That came out of the dark. I really didn't see that one coming.
There you go. Let's try not to be too obvious.
All right.
Though it is Liam Neeson again.
Is it?
What? He played Darkman?
Yeah, Liam Neeson played Darkman in the first movie.
Did he live?
Yeah. Remember? First movie? Well, he did live. He went on for sequels.
I'd say if there's a sequel, I would say he probably did.
But it wasn't Liam Neeson in the sequels.
No, yeah.
It's fine. It wasn't Wesley Snipes in Major League 2. No one noticed.
Because no one watched it.
He wasn't Blade 3, however.
I like the first Major League. Okay, I'm not. Yeah.
The first one's solid. I feel like the second one is just as good as the first.
I don't even remember the second one.
It's a good one. There's so many racial stereotypes in that one.
Well, of course.
I mean, just like a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were just missing a Mexican. Because Mexicans weren't playing professional baseball.
The way they're rebooting
yet.
Everything.
Oh, yeah. No, they'll get it in. Maybe they'll put Benny the Jet Rodriguez in the next one.
Nice. I think Danny Trejo, maybe.
Should be the coach?
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, Danny Trejo should be, crap, what's the announcer's name? Harry Doyle. Danny Trejo should be Harry Doyle. Rest in peace, Harry.
Probably have to get a different brilliant. Surname.
Yeah, he would. It would still be totally racist, though. I'm sorry. Dave, what's
right,
your pick?
Moving on.
You're on
superhero enhanced
humans.
Still
on heroes.
I'm going to go with the ultimate zombie killing femme, Alice from Resident Evil.
Good pick.
Played by
psychic powers or without?
Jovovich. Either way, man, she was handling her biz. Okay. So. It's a super. That's part of the reason I moved her. Well, okay, because she did have the whole psychic, genetically modified stuff. That's why I moved her into this.
Not until like the 73rd sequel, though.
Yeah, not until like the 8th movie.
Base Alice was fine. Yeah, when it was Resident Evil 7, Fast and Furious.
Resident Eviler.
Yes. Alice versus Jaws.
Yeah.
19.
3D.
That's it. Yeah, forget Sharknado.
3D, yeah.
No. Dude, I was doing some research for the podcast that I did on Drew's show the other day, and there is a movie in the 70s where it was an Italian director. I forgot, dude. I'm going to have to find it. And he had a zombie fight a shark, dude. They had...
What?
Yeah.
Why didn't you talk about this?
I'm going to find the picture, and I'll put it in the show notes or something. Because I didn't go down that road. But yeah, they had a shark and they like sedated it. And they had a guy like, you know, dressed up as a zombie, like basically, you know, pretending to fight it. So yeah.
Oh, this really
zombie
happened.
Versus shark has already been done like 40 years ago. Take that, Sharknado. Wow.
Like it was in the movie as a zombie fighting a shark, but they really filmed it with a guy dressed as a zombie fighting a sedated shark?
Yeah, yeah.
Fine. Oh my God, why didn't you bring this up?
Dude.
We talked about
it
so much crap on that
last
show.
You wanted to talk about Bette Midler.
If we're doing a Halloween episode, we are absolutely going to talk about Hocus Pocus. Hocus Pocus, man.
Well, it was Hocus Pocus.
Oh.
Because she's scary.
All right, I'll give you Hocus
Come
Pocus.
Come on, man. She put a spell on you.
All right, I'll give you that. Seriously. Mind. I think I probably watched that movie 4 million times when I was younger.
Yeah, and here's David. Never seen it.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, I grew up in a house.
The funniest thing I find about Hocus Pocus since we're on it is the funniest thing was that they gave Horseface a prosthetic nose. Sarah Jessica Parker. Like, she needed a prosthetic nose.
It needed to be bigger.
That, yeah.
The one she had wasn't believable. They needed
it might be
fake
shorter. Yeah. Nobody's got one of those things. You put this on.
That can't be real. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Hocus Pocus starring Mr. Ed.
Let's hear for the schnoz. Oh, Mr. Yeah. Mrs. Ed, if you please.
Okay. Oh, dude, it's Zombie 2. Is the shark versus zombie.
Okay, yeah, you found. I heard you looking it up.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, have you, yeah, see? Have you ever seen the first one, Zombie?
I don't.
By Lucio Fulci?
I haven't.
Oh, my God. That movie's brilliant. You need to see it. Like, if you're a zombie fan,
yeah,
the original zombie from, like, I think it was 77, like, the epitome of zombie films. Owes a lot to
I've never
his
seen the
growth
whole thing.
In films on those.
It's old, but how well does it hold up?
Pretty well, actually. Some of the special effects, they used a lot of amputees and stuff on the set, kind of like what they did with Walking Dead.
I love how they do
so
that.
Even though you're using practical effects, yeah, it looks really good.
Okay.
So plus it's a pretty low budget. They didn't have much in the way of cameras, so a lot of the stuff you can't see just because the quality of the film is relatively low.
Right on. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Totally cool flick.
Very cool.
On the list. So yeah, Alice from Resident Evil. Because her death toll has got to be, I don't know, astronomically high at this point.
All right, so we're at the beginning of round six. We are back on, I think, serial killers and monsters.
Yeah, buddy.
And David, you're leading us off.
All right, man. There's some fairly obvious ones. And I'm going to go a little bit out of left field and go with Hellboy.
Did I tell you that?
No.
Oh, we didn't talk about that? That's a good pick.
Because, you know, he's a demon.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, that's a great pick.
But, you know, I like it because he kind of, you know, he was born to be one thing and he exercised his volition, his free will, you know. And
okay. Yeah,
he likes cats, you know. That's cool. He's got a sense
of
side.
He's got a soft
cats.
Side. He's all about Selma Blair, so am I. We have that in common.
Hand of Doom.
Got that fist. Yeah. That was Ron Perlman's best role. Second would be Clay Morrow. But Hellboy was a fun character. And he's a smart ass. Him and Ash hanging out having
a
drink. How much fun would that be?
Absolutely.
Oh, that'd be
great pick.
So yeah.
They should make that movie.
Oh my God, they should.
Yeah, they should totally make that movie.
Ash, forget Superman versus or Batman versus Superman. You know, Ash versus Hellboy, and they team up at the end.
Yeah, like Batman and Superman. Right. You know, they don't get along at first, and they have a common goal, and then they can, you know, guys, we're wasting our time here. Let's stop this podcast. Let's start writing this movie. And
let's get on Kickstarter now.
Yep, Indiegogo.
I'm sure we could get this going.
And I think
Kickstarter. We're making millions.
I know Perlman's wanted to do Hellboy 3, but I don't think it's going to happen.
They?
I don't know.
Funding.
That's a money thing. Which, I don't know, they made back, like, twice as much money as they put into Hellboy 2, so they're ready for it. I think Del Toro's just got other stuff going on. Pacific Rim 2.
Well, I mean, when...
God, the first one was not as... It was... Pacific Rim was not what I was hoping it would be. It was pretty bad.
It was fun for what it was.
I've watched that movie a million times. It is a terrible, terrible film. It is a terrific movie.
It's a great movie.
Exactly. If you just know that, hey, I'm going to watch this movie so I can watch giant robots beat up, you know, monsters from another dimension, basically.
Yeah.
Robot hits a giant monster with a boat. Like,
yeah.
No, was it like an air?
Drop the
it was
mic,
like a
walk out.
Yeah, giant boat. It was
that
like
whole
a freighter,
cart,
a shipping
freighter,
freighter.
A cargo carrier or something, yeah.
That whole movie looked like a 14-year-old Japanese boy's wet dream.
There's not enough tentacles.
Nailed it. All right.
Pikachu!
All right. So
we have Hellboy. Kevin, where are you going as with monsters and serial killers?
I am going to go the Xenomorph from the Alien series.
Okay, so the actual... whatever we think
the actual
alien.
Itself.
You're right. It is called the Xenomorph.
Yes.
Okay.
The Xenomorph. I'm getting my nerd cred here. It seems to take on the whatever aspects of whatever it incubates into, which means if it did it could incubate inside the human body, come out with the viral host, and be even more terrifying than it was before. So anybody left standing just becomes fodder for this thing.
All right. An undead xenomorph.
I wonder if an alien can the xenomorph plant its seed in a zombie? Like, you figure
They'd have to have the queen.
Oh, okay.
Because the queen lays the eggs and then the facehuggers come out.
See,
why would you say
the xenomorph and not just go with the queen and just
go all out.
Build your army?
I guess you could. I was just counting xenomorphs as a species, I think, more than anything. Right. But yeah, the queen. Maybe go the queen. Queen alien.
Not a specific.
Let's go queen alien.
All right.
No, you know what? I am going xenomorph. Why? Because the queen alien is stationary.
She's like
true.
Theoretically be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to have to waste resources.
Unless
she's
just
protect her.
Unless you flesh her out of her hole.
True.
Yeah, we don't
but
need
the zombies
queen.
Aren't smart enough to do that. I'm going with xenomorph.
With.
Yeah.
Now, would a facehugger actually latch onto a zombie, though? Because.
Or would it just be eaten?
You know what I'm saying? Because technically, there's no life there, you know, for the.
True.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. You know
could
what?
I guess what I'm asking is, could a zombie successfully incubate or hatch a xenomorph?
Probably not. But somebody carrying the virus who hasn't turned yet could.
True.
Okay. All right.
All right. That's why I asked, because I knew you'd have the answer.
So there's that.
All right.
The 8 people listening to this show are all just walking away right now.
They're like, oh my God.
Let's bring up some more tentacles then, guys. Let's reel them back in.
More tentacles.
Yeah.
Tentacles and schoolgirl outfits. Here we go.
Here we go.
All right. Let's listen to some baby metal too. All right. My pick, Kevin, you scared the hell out of me when you said you wanted to pick the original Terminator. I'm going T-1000 with my pick. I planned on using him. He's not going to turn. He can even disguise himself as a zombie. You know, if you touch something, he can turn into an organic figure, so he can, hide amongst them, and then he'll turn his limbs into a weapon and just kill a whole lot of them.
All right.
Yeah, my only concern with him is if he takes the same shape as his original T-1000 form, he's got those ears that just jut out into nowhere. It seems like everybody could just grab onto him.
They might get caught on a tree branch. That's very true.
But he could probably fly with them.
But then it might fall
off. That's a good choice.
It'll just slink back to him the way that it did after the liquid metal melted.
Right. Worst case scenario, he could escape down a sewer drain or a shower drain.
Oh, shoot. That's a good idea. He can even lead them away if they're too close to, our camp.
Yeah.
And then just slink away through the sewers.
Nice.
All right.
There you go. Perfect.
So, round 7.
What do you do? The flex round?
Going flex? All right.
Want to flex it?
Oh, crap. That's my pick. So, flex.
All right, this was a little confusing on the topic. What exactly do we take for the flex round?
Basically,
I got some options here, but I don't know.
It basically allows you to pick one more character from either the heroes, superheroes, enhanced humans, or the monster category. So it's kind of like a wild card. You know, you pick whatever one of those from each category that you want.
I'm going between two right now. Actually, that's not true. I feel like this isn't my pick, but I feel like I should have said Chuck Norris.
I've got Chuck Norris down. Because once a zombie bites him, the zombie just becomes another Chuck Norris.
Yeah, and God, how terrifying would that be? Going to get a roundhouse kick while you're being eaten. The practical part of me, I'm going to say Storm from the X-Men.
Cool.
I don't know. For some reason, having control of the weather and the elements just seems like such a added bonus. You know, she's not going to fight. She's not going to whoop anyone. But her powers I see being very beneficial to the group as a whole. And if whip up a tornado and just kind of send the zombies over to, Dave's camp, and he'll have to deal with them.
That's right, man.
There you go. Zombie
Wolverine NATO. Ready.
Call sci-fi.
Actually, the way Fox is taking the X-Men franchise, it may not, you know, it might devolve into something like that.
Yeah, it's like how you said devolve. Yes, this is true.
Devolve. That's good.
Get it?
Huh. All right.
All right, Kevin, what do you got for your flex?
Got it. Ooh, I'm going to go with got a couple here. I was going to originally go with Ted Nugent, but...
dude.
Because he's got the compound. He's got the guns. I'm going Ted Nugent. What the hell? I'm doing it. Ted Nugent.
The Nuge.
The Nuge.
Dude.
Everyone needs music in the apocalypse, and dude's got his own compound. I can totally see him going like Charlton Heston, Omega Man, just living on the compound with his guns.
I considered him just for his hunting prowess alone, dude.
Right?
That dude could keep you in in food.
Imagine that drinking team of John McClane, Mad Max, and Ted Nugent on his team.
Oh
my gosh, that's stacked.
That is fantastic.
You think the Nugent?
It's like the anti.
Go ahead, Kev.
Yeah, go ahead. It's like that's like the anti Chong and Willie Nelson. Those two sitting in the corner just getting wasted, and you got the other guys.
Well,
out
the
there Nugent
doesn't drink
cans.
Though. He's not a partier.
Right. He doesn't drink.
Yeah, he's never. Doesn't do drugs. Doesn't drink.
No, it's fine. So Mad Max and McClane, they'll be finishing the beers, throw them up in the air, and Nuge will shoot them down.
Nuge can shoot them. Colossus will crush kegs on his head.
I'll tell you why you should pick the Nuge.
Boom.
Everybody loves Daryl Dixon from The Walking Dead for obvious reasons. You know,
he's just a badass.
Yeah, with the crossbow.
Yeah,
that's why you should love the Nuge. That guy can bow hunt. Like, it's silent.
Nuge is a legitimate Daryl Dixon.
You know what I mean? And honestly, the compound bow.
Yeah, the actual Daryl Dixon
is a much better choice than the crossbow. The crossbow looks cool, but they're heavy. They're slow to reload. You know what I mean? You get the Nuge out there with a compound bow, or he's just wasted. Yeah.
Not to mention with the crossbow, you have to use crossbow bolts.
It's not a normal arrow, right? Mm-hmm. So,
right. Yeah, he's got it. So I'm going Nuge.
Good. Nice. Pick. I considered it, man. So good call.
Nice.
Dave, where are you going with this?
All right, man. Let's see here. You know what? I'm going to go with Spidey. Good old Spider-Man.
Why? Why?
Because he's Spider-Man. No, think about it, dude. He's super agile, super fast, super strong. You know, he can cling to walls. So if the zombies, if he's in danger of getting overrun or whatever.
So he's good at escaping.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
He's under 18.
At one point in the comics, I'm not being ageist here. So
in the next
movie,
he's going to be even younger.
Yeah, he's going to be in high school. The reboot.
Yeah, he's like 15.
He might run into an issue when he runs out of his, web making,
cartridges.
Materials, but he's still got that spider agility, that spider strength. I think he could handle himself no problem, man. In that situation, and he's an intelligent guy too. You know what I mean? He's got the brain for science. So who knows?
He does have a healing factor.
That too.
Yeah.
So nothing like Wolverine's maybe, but he does have it.
No.
So yeah.
I mean, you really don't have anyone on your team that's incredibly smart besides Spider-Man. So that's going to be a big benefit. You have a whole lot of offense on your team, and not a lot of defense. And Spidey's a good choice.
Didn't you have Tony Stark?
I have Tony Stark.
I was gonna go with him.
Oh, you have Tony Stark. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
I almost did. Batman, I was going between Spidey and Batman because Batman, does have those resources.
Batman, everybody just commits suicide by the end of the thing. Forget it. That dude is like the most brooding, just
he's
depressed.
He's
going to
be
all
pouty.
Go
tell your parents, Batman. What's wrong? Y'all grumpy? Tell your mom.
He's like, oh. There's trouble. And they're like, what? Zombies?
He's just sitting in the corner with his batarang going over his wrists, just brushing his batarangs down his arm.
Batman, what's the matter? It's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I'm an orphan.
Batman is sad.
He does have the Batcave, though, so.
Batcave is cool.
Probably be a good little refuge.
But
To hide from the, you know,
bats
hide
suck
it out.
Blood, so if they go out at night and get infected with virus, then he's living in a cave full of
only vampire
virus.
Bats, and aren't those mostly in the tropics?
Yeah, but they're also covered in fleas, which did spread the plague. So,
are you
rabies?
Are you laying the blame for the zombie outbreak on Batman's bats?
On
I think
bats
he just made.
Rats.
I think he just tried to make an indirect connection to the bat cave.
I think
bats,
so.
Fleas,
I feel like it was pretty direct.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hey, and I'm throwing this out there. I love Batman. I got a bat symbol in my office, but really, if you're hanging out with rodents, the next plague comes around, you're dead. That's it. The end.
Yeah, just look at Crispin Glover hanging out with all those rats in, what was that movie, Ben?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Willard?
No.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Willard. Was it Willard?
Wait, Willard, thank you. Ben
yeah,
is what Michael Jackson called his rodent. I'm sorry, you're right.
Yes. Yes. Ben.
All right.
Okay.
His rodent and the boy in his bed.
Yeah.
Next.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Dave, just walk away.
Jesus juice.
This is the last round,
hold on,
guys.
I got to get some Jesus juice here for that.
These are, this is the one I call the wild card. Oh, you say Jesus juice?
Yeah.
Oh.
God. That's what he, okay. Did he not plot?
No, I know he did.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Allegedly. He's proven innocent in a court of law.
Yeah.
Well, allegedly. He was giving out Jesus juice. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right.
I think OJ was from innocent in a court of law.
He had a solid defense team. We can talk about this.
I think
this.
He was found not guilty.
As we talked about it on episode 53 of Too Legit with Drew and Nick, the OJ Simpson trial.
nice. There you go.
I don't know which episode it was, but we
go download right
it.
Now.
That was, you know, I don't know. The whole OJ thing was a lot of fun to talk about. He had a great defense. He clearly did it. His defense team was just better than the prosecution.
Were and the prosecution bungled
dynamite,
it.
Man.
All right. So we're here in round 8. This is the final round. This is what I call the wild card round.
Wild card or creature round. Basically a nameless horror, you know, no necessarily intelligent or anything driving it. It's just basically
go crazy.
You know, whatever you want it to be.
What do you got, Dave? You're leading us off. This is your pick.
So I'm gonna come up with a sleeper here, but I think it's gonna tie in really well to a horde of zombies. Is the Graboids from the Tremors movie?
Someone Ooh. Said that.
Nice, nice. The Graboids.
Yep. Think about it, man. You got a group
Graboid. Graboids. We can now pick a thing in a flock.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Because
I thought you stipulated a rule earlier that you couldn't pick something that was, like, in a group.
In those certain categories, and that one is kind of...
Oh, now.
But they can be solitary, too. It's not necessarily, you know what I mean? I don't know. Okay, do your adjustments. I'll go on as needed. No, it's perfect because
I wrote
they're
it
attracted
the NASA
to
plural.
The vibration, you know, attracted to vibrations through the ground. Mm-hmm. What do you think a shambling horde of undead mm-hmm. is going to do?
Sure.
Can make some noise or at least some vibration. Yep. And those things, you know, they look pretty pretty tough as far as, you know, their, you know, pincers and their skin, and they got mm-hmm. there's those tentacles again that
by
you
the
guys
time
like
Tremors
so
3 came out, they had those little ones that can actually walk.
Yeah. So you know.
Yeah.
That's right.
Good pick.
So
yeah, that's right. The little yeah.
I think those would be a great line of defense against
okay.
a horde shuffling towards your compound.
Okay. Good pick.
Nice.
Kevin, what do you say? Nice.
All right. I've got a backup here, but can I go with Cthulhu?
Dude, we... I love how our minds are all kind of clicking. Yeah, we talked about that, and I was like, well, that's the end of the world, man. I mean...
It is. It's too much, yeah. You know? Big space tentacle. But I was just
bringing
the tentacles
though,
back.
Yeah, I love it, yeah.
Go big. Why not?
Keep the Japanimation
going. What the heck?
You know?
We'll allow it just for fun.
Yeah.
But is it, you know.
Yeah. All right. No.
So.
Because my backup was the critters, the little furry creatures from the.
Oh, man.
Late 80s movies.
Yeah.
Critters.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good one.
The only things that might breed faster than zombies can spread.
Like Ewoks with teeth. Like, you know.
With the tribbles.
Trouble with tribbles.
Yeah. Trouble with tribbles.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of star. Anyway.
I thought about taking a Klingon.
We're not done yet, so we'll go there.
I was thinking about saying Worf at some point.
So Cthulhu, ultimately like the
Cthulhu.
Be-all, end-all, badass creature choices.
All right.
So
floating squid god.
He's got my vote in 2016, so that's all I know.
Cthulhu 2016. Nice.
All right.
There it is.
My pick, I'm going Drago from Dragonheart. Remember that Sean Connery voice dragon?
Yeah.
That's
Can do the open heart surgery, man.
Yeah. He's I don't know, I dig it. He can fly.
Surgeon.
He's got some the fire and all that. And
I know, sounds like Sean Connery.
Sounds like Sean Connery. I would love it.
Yeah.
So that's
wake you up in the morning.
Yeah.
Good choice, man.
Good morning.
Draco. Yeah. I need you to wake up now. I'll take swords for 1,000.
That's not what your mother said.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's
I'll take the rapists for 500.
That's therapists. Yeah, you know.
All right. So he does have one of the most misogynistic but manly, most awesome lines in any male film ever in Dr. No, when he's sitting there, meets Dr. No for the first time. And he's got a lady next to him, brings him a drink, and he's like, get out of here now. This is man talk, baby. And slaps her on the ass.
Yes!
You can't. That is like the most male awesomeness in any movie ever. I'm a misogynist. I'm sorry. It is what it is. Movie is.
We know.
That's great. Awesome. I want that guy on my team. That's perfect. Oh, God. Imagine him and Poison Ivy and Storm and him telling them to make us sandwiches and dinner and stuff.
I don't think he'd last long.
Oh, dude, that's it. Plus, the only drawback is you got Poison Ivy. They'll all just be spending the time with Sean Connery. Like, nobody's getting anything. There's no passing around. It's just Sean Connery. No, dude's like 107. He looks like one of the Walking Dead, and he'll still be banging.
Dude, I bet, now that I think about it, I bet Poison Ivy could make some mean moonshine, dude. And she could probably just make it like, really quick. You know?
Yeah.
You know? She could just grow it and ferment it, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, instantly.
Nice.
There you go. Nice. Well, for the sake of a recap here, Kevin's team consists of John McClane, Colossus, the original Terminator, Mad Max, Darkman, Xenomorph, Ted Nugent, and Cthulhu.
Killer.
David's team is Ben Martin from The Patriot, Wolverine, Blade, Ash, Alice from Resident Evil, Hellboy, Spider-Man, and the Graboids.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good solid horror pick right there, man.
That is a good team. And my team being Brian Mills, Superman, Predator, Tony Stark, Poison Ivy, T-1000, Storm, and Drago.
Dude, you guys both really brought it, man. That's a good selection. This was something so much fun.
It was fun to think about if I ever drafted a fantasy football team and I do a mock draft, and I know this is the team I'm stuck with for the rest of the season, and then you start calculating points. I knew that this was the end game. Like, we're done. There's no points after this, so... I was able to pick some weird stuff. I picked two women on my team. I'm very okay with it. No, I dig it. I kind of wonder. I don't know who. We need some judges.
I had to bring it because you picked Superman, so I had to go Cthulhu just to put some balance in it.
That's true.
I'm like, because otherwise, it's like you win it all. That's the end of it. It's Superman.
Thank you for going Cthulhu and not Galactus. I don't know which one.
Yeah, Eater of Worlds. Yeah,
we were talking about that. Like, why not? You know, if you can do Godzilla or anything, you know, why not just do Galactus? And he'll end that.
Yeah,
that
you
real
do
quick.
Godzilla could be eaten by a swarm of zombies. Could you imagine a giant zombie Godzilla?
I don't know. Could he be eaten? I don't even think his.
How big of a? I want to do the math. Like, how big of a swarm would you need to?
You remember the time that
they just got to
get the virus into him.
You guys remember that really bad 1998 Godzilla movie when he stepped over Hank Azaria? How freaking big his feet were compared to one person?
Yeah.
I don't even think zombies could puncture him. Like,
right.
He has scales.
Yeah.
I just wondered if he ate one of them though, would the virus spread?
But how would he eat one?
If
he ingested a mouthful of zombies.
You know, he's got those like T-Rex arms. He's not going to, he's not reaching down and grabbing any.
I don't know. Godzilla does have regenerative powers, kind of like Wolverine has.
It's true.
So then again, Wolverine has, you say he's been turned also. So
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe if Godzilla just ate a grip of him, then a little rumbly tumbly and it's Godzilla tum tum and all of a sudden you have Zomzilla.
You know, what if he's got a cut on his gum? And one of the zombies scratched him on the gum on the way back.
Yeah. Zombie sees a cut. And
I'm sharp stretching here.
Yeah.
I will find a... Yeah, exactly. Dirty, dirty zombie spit.
Yeah, it's like zombie gingivitis.
Calling them names.
All right. All right, dude, those are all really good teams, man.
I want a panel. I want people to judge and tell us and say who they think won this draft.
We got to put a poll up.
Yep, absolutely.
Maybe for a all Facebook of my poll or something.
All of the four people listening out there, or exactly. Who knows?
And you have two of which with you right now.
You guys can vote. No, you guys have a vote, so you know.
Well, clearly, I have the best team.
You know, it's gonna take some. I think it's gonna take a little bit of looking at. But
I don't think that's the case. I think in the end, all things fall to Cthulhu. So,
that's what I'm saying. It's
the only one I'm fearing is Hellboy.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Yeah,
just need to make this forget celebrity death match. We need to just do a geek, comic book geek, movie geek death match.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yeah. Nerd fight. Nerd fight 2016.
Be the biggest slap battle of the year.
Nice.
All right, man. Good solid outing. Good choices from all you guys.
Yeah.
If you care to chime in.
We'll take suggestions for next time.
It was kind of thrown together, just an idea we had. So obviously we're not worried about scoring. But if you care to chime in on our choices and say who had the best team, do it.
Maybe if we missed a pick.
Yeah. Who would you like to see?
Yeah.
Make your own team. Let us know. So Twitter, Facebook, Stitcher, iTunes, we're on them all. And Drew, what's your podcast again? Let's get that in.
My podcast for the shameless plug is called Too Legit with Drew and Nick. I got a buddy of mine. We just sit around. For the most part, we talk about anything related to the 90s, but we also have a handful of episodes where we just, talk about whatever we want. We're really hoping we can get, I don't know if this is appropriate for your show, cut it out if it's not, but we've had a few Loveline type of episodes where our goal is to get a woman, a straight woman, a lesbian, and a gay guy on the show. And we just want to have free range to ask whatever questions we want. And it's usually genuine curiosity. We're not being a-holes about anything. But that's an episode we want to get happening really soon. We have some candidates to jump in on it.
You just invite on with Bruce Jenner?
Oh, my God. That would cover all the bases.
Excuse me, Caitlyn.
Just get the one. Caitlyn Jenner. I'm sorry, Caitlyn. That was insensitive of me.
Don't make me call PC principal.
just don't be on the road.
He
with
should
her,
have made
you know
one
I mean?
Of our team. I think PC principal from South Park. Dude. Yeah,
be a leader.
Yeah,
that's my show. Too Legit with Drew and Nick. Same kind of. We're on all the same avenues as the Ziki podcast is here. Stitcher, iTunes. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook. It's a good time. We enjoy it. We're a little more vulgar. I don't know if people like the too much swearing and all that, but we do a lot of that on our show.
Yeah. So, good times.
No kids allowed.
Yeah, headphones or no kids.
Unless you're really twisted parent.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah. I don't know, man. This is a fun episode. I know we talk about a lot of the serious topics. I just wanted to do a fun one. Halloween's coming up.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah, man. Thanks for being on.
This is good.
So, until next time, I'm David.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Kevin.
And this is the Zombies Government Mute podcast. And we'll see you in November. Stay free.